Go time, man. Go time. Yeah. It's party time. It's party time. It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. Give it up, Tim. What city is it? Give it up, Tim. What city is it? Party time. Party time. It's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
All right. That's enough. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. And always nice to see you, dude.
Thank you. I love being here.
We're just waiting to see if the fire department will let us continue working here.
I was walking.
Since the building's.
I was walking out in the hallway, going to use the bathroom. Malibu Down walks in, who I adore and
yes.
love.
You know what?
I love you, Dan, everybody.
I miss you very much.
Like, I love you, man.
And also, Sam Simon is with us. Sam, nice to see you.
Hey, Timmy.
Yeah, creator of The Simpsons, worked on Cheers and Taxi and The Norm Show and everything.
Don't forget Cheers.
And Malibu Dan, always
created,
nice to see you.
Jean's your mom, right?
No, stepmother.
Oh.
Yeah.
I created the...
Tortellis.
The Tortellis.
You created
wow.
that?
Well, we created the characters for Cheers.
Oh.
You know, her stepmom used to play Dan Hedaya's...
I didn't know that.
Oh, you're
yeah,
kidding
Dan
me.
Hedaya was...
Loretta.
Yeah.
That's
she
awesome.
She was Carla, Rhea Perlman's character. She was the first husband that
wow,
she used to talk
Wow, look at that.
You know what? That's really cool. I like that lady.
All right. So anyway, I go out to the bathroom during the break, and both Carrie Case and myself smelled like it was an electrical fire.
Yeah, right? It really does.
And so I thought, well, you know, I've smelled that before. It's not a big deal. And I'm standing outside. All of a sudden, like five fire engines pull up, like 2 minutes ago, and they go running into the building. And like idiots... We go back into the building.
And we're working.
It's like the firemen on 9/11.
I said that
it's not going to be so funny when we're trapped.
Yes.
To walk into a burning building.
All right. We'll let you know if...
You are a hero, Tim Conway.
Thank you. I think it's more important to give everybody Malibu Dan and the monkey than it is to survive.
But seriously, I have to ask them a question. You know, in the Valley, there's this huge thing every Halloween that happens on one of the
trick-or-treating.
Yes, and it's like a carnival with all the Simpsons characters. Have you seen that? It's like
no,
you have yeah, my ass.
I haven't seen it.
No,
it's created by one of the people who did the Simpsons.
Oh
yeah,
I know.
See,
I used to go to that party.
Absolutely,
yeah, it's fantastic.
Much.
It's Rich Moore has an animation studio, and they have this insane Halloween
it's
party.
It's so cool, and they invite. Oh, it's open to the public.
All right, but when we get back to when we get closer to Halloween,
boring.
I'm just saying, it's the coolest thing, and they shut it down. Very upsetting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We have Malibu Dan here. He is the monkey. If you'd like to try to stump the monkey, Sam Simon's going to play the bank tonight.
You got money with you?
Yeah. Sam's going to offer him $100 for every question he gets right and take away $100 for every question he gets wrong.
No,
look at this,
Carrie. If he gets it wrong.
He gets it wrong.
You can't change the question.
Yes.
And the listeners, the questions have got to be a little bit.
Okay.
It
right.
can't be spelled cat.
Okay.
Can I ask you this? Yes. Can we ever, if a question's quite hard, can I get one lifeline?
No.
All right, that's cool.
All right, Malibu Dan is a monkey, and he is one of the nicest guys on the planet, the biggest
Thanks,
heart.
Buddy.
And but he left school before he finished developing the Kepa.
But this should be a school. He's been doing this for what, how many, 10 years? How many monkeys? I mean, seriously, no. It's probably around 10 years, right?
He misses the same questions from the week before.
Yeah. He's pretty accurate.
Are
it's not a
gym?
Learning experience.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while.
Consistently accurate or inaccurate. All right, here's the first. Now, Sam, you're going to keep score over there?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Malibu Dan, and when people email one another.
Yeah.
And they use the term, let me see, I got to write it down because, let me see,
R-O-F-L.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Oh, rolling on the floor out loud.
Okay.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah. But it's rolling on the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What are they doing on the floor?
Laughing. Just, laughing.
Laughing.
Rolling
yeah.
on the floor.
Yeah. Right. All right. You got the
well, see,
o
that's
for
what
one.
About, yeah.
Okay. 0 for one.
So he did, I know, but Jerry did the bell.
Oh, please, Sam, don't worry about sound effects. Jesus Christ.
I played the buzzer
so
first.
That counts as wrong, even though he got it afterwards?
Eventually, we play the bell just to keep him alive.
I played the buzzer first, and then Tim said the real answer.
Yes,
I played the
Sam,
Jerry,
please, with
it's
the
a little
minutia.
Odd, because they tell me to rush through it, but then they tell me to slow down so I don't guess it right. I'm really,
when
to be
people
honest
text
with you,
each other, Malibu, when people text each other 1-4-3, what does that mean?
1-4-3?
Uh-huh.
That's a good question.
Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, then maybe nobody knows.
One, what four, is it? Three?
Maybe it's not a, maybe it's not
a
money
one,
question.
One, two, three?
No. 1-4-3.
1-4-3.
Is it? I don't know.
I have no idea. I wouldn't even know where to go. I know.
Does it mean go F yourself?
No.
I love you?
It means I love you.
What?
Yeah.
1-4-3.
Oh, I've
one,
never
it's
heard of that.
It's I 4-3, isn't it?
Jesus Christ.
But hold on one second.
Forget it. I won't count
I is the...
It's pretty standard.
I is the one, and then four letters in love and three letters in you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you know that?
I 4-3.
I mean,
it's been on the computers, dude.
Doesn't
but you don't
matter.
Text a lot.
All right, Malibu Dan, here's a geography question for you. Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
Concentrate.
Okay.
What is, name another city that borders Encino.
Oh, that would be Tarzana.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that
you
is
got
correct.
It.
All right.
Okay, okay, okay.
Very
that is
good.
Correct.
Well,
good for you, dude.
I listen to Tom Petty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
God, you know, hey. Carrie, I can't help but say I love you.
I know.
It's so
I love
good
you.
To see
it's gonna
you.
Be a love fest here.
All right,
hey,
Malibu.
There's
man.
Another geography question, Malibu. Yeah. There's a city called the Mile High City because it's in a mountainous
oh,
area.
Oh yeah.
What city is that?
It's a mile above sea level.
Can I ask a question? I mean, is this city in the United States?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it's a mile above
I
sea level.
I think I know it, but I'm not sure I even know it.
Really?
I got it. I got it locked off.
Have I had this question before?
Yes. We've asked you before.
Have you?
The Mile High City.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think, and I'm not bragging here, but I think I knew what the Mile High City was when I was about 8 or 9. But go ahead.
I know you know what the Mile High Club is because you're a big old stud.
Yeah. Not a member, but I'd like to be. All right, Maladin, the Mile High City.
The Mile High City. Oh, dear. This is really going to be...
That's not a good sign.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm starting to get the fat man's beads. You know, on the upper lip.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
The sweats. Then there comes the stinking, and then
hurry
comes
up.
The hunger.
Right.
San Francisco.
No.
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 Babu.
It's
Babu.
Mile high.
Babu.
Mile high.
Well, what it...
It's a sea level.
Babu, it's a mile above sea level.
So, there's a lot of hills in San Fran. I guarantee one of those hills is above a mile.
You think one of those hills is 5,000 feet high?
No.
What is it then?
Is it somewhere in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, is it Boulder?
No.
Oh,
Denver?
Denver,
yeah.
Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my second guess, but I knew it was Colorado.
Malibu Dan.
I'll walk it off. I'll walk it off.
All right.
I told Sam I'm not feeling very smart tonight.
Okay.
But right. Sea level, even, you know, I mean, a mile high above sea level, you got to think mountainous. Mountainous.
I know, Carrie. I don't do well under pressure.
All right, Malibu Dan, another geography question. I know you don't like the area.
Yeah.
What city is referred to as the Windy City?
Chicago.
There we go.
How about the Emerald City?
Aladdin. Come on. Give it to
Aladdin.
Me. Give it to me.
Aladdin?
Where is Aladdin?
That was kind of close.
Where is Aladdin?
Well, I don't know. My kid watches Aladdin, and they call it the Emerald City.
I'd call it Oz.
Oz?
Somewhere in Oz. No. The Emerald City.
It's,
absolutely.
It's Seattle.
Yeah.
It's Seattle? Why do they call it?
The Emerald
City. It's in the Wizard of Oz, too.
It's always been the Emerald City.
Oh, yeah. Would I have gotten that right? Carrie's right.
I would have given it to Wizard of Oz. I would have said if he said it was in Oz.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
so.
That's what he meant when he said Aladdin.
Yeah.
Do I get it? Something his daughter watches.
No,
that is no way that what he meant. Really?
Yeah.
Aladdin? You called the Wizard of Oz Aladdin?
No,
I call Aladdin.
The Disney
right. I call
animation.
Aladdin Aladdin.
Yeah.
Does your daughter watch Aladdin?
Yeah, she loves Aladdin.
But, dude, when we ask you a geography question, stay away from animation. That's
okay,
a good rule
right,
of thumb.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
All right.
He's down $100.
What country is going to host the next major Olympics?
Oh, dear. I know. Hold on.
Oh, my. Come on.
I thought you were going to say, and then
what,
the answer.
Know it. Know it.
Then you said, dear.
It's China.
Yeah.
We're all a little bit nervous about it.
Me.
We're all a little bit nervous about it.
Dan, that scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yep. No MSG. MSG.
All right. Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
You want a surf question?
Yeah, go ahead. Give it to me.
The North Shore in Hawaii.
Yeah.
A very popular area to surf, right?
Know of it.
What island is it on?
Oahu.
That's correct.
Well, not... Okay.
That's correct.
Very That's nice. Fair. That's fair.
Very nice.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the third time in the past... month that he's had that question.
No, it's not.
No, he's had Honolulu. That was the question.
Okay.
Sam's upset because he's now, oh no, yeah, he's up 100.
So you're
at
100.
Okay. Yeah.
You're at 100.
No, you're at 100 bucks.
All right, you want to quit now?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Within, I would say, you could guess within 50 million miles.
Okay.
How far is the Earth from the Sun?
And I got 50 million miles?
And you got a window of 50 million miles.
The Earth from the Sun?
Yeah. Guess within 50 million miles.
Okay.
That's a big sort of buffer.
Yeah, that's you were very generous. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, like if you got within 50 million miles of my home, and I gave you directions, you'd be way far away.
Yeah, I wouldn't be on Earth.
No, you'd be on another planet.
Yeah. I'm going to go 250 million miles, Tim.
Oh.
Final answer.
What is it?
That is incorrect. 93 million at its like closest point.
Oh, you know what? So I would have been, I was going to even say 100 miles.
That would have been wrong.
A 100 miles?
Yeah.
100 miles.
It takes years. I think if we left, wouldn't it take years?
I think it'd take a couple years to get there. Yeah,
light speed to get
and
there.
Plus, and you
like
can't
that.
Go there. It's so effing hot.
Hello.
All right. Malibu Dan.
That's why you got to go at night.
Yeah. This is great.
All right, Malibu Dan is the Monka team.
Yes, I am.
All right, and if you have a question for him, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
What planet is furthest from the sun?
I didn't think I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
No, it's not a small. It's a baby sized planet, right? So it's Pluto.
Pluto's not a planet.
It's A. What is it, a star? Hey, he rang the bell. That's got to mean something.
What'd you ring that bell for?
Because Pluto is a planet. It's a controversial technicality where it's not a planet. No.
You know what? That's why we have a nerd on the show, people.
All right, he got
That's
it.
That's exactly it.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
No, he minused
all right.
him out.
Malibu Dan, at what temperature does water boil?
Oh, that would be, I think, Tim, 96 degrees. What is it?
Isn't that your body temperature?
Oh, yeah, 96.8 or 98.6.
No, it's the station you work at.
Dude, what is your body temperature? Let's just say it's 98.6, all right?
Okay.
What is, and boiling is 98?
Well, what's boiling then? Like 1,000 degrees?
Oh, babu.
200 degrees?
Oh, babu.
It's a little higher than that.
300 degrees?
No, it's 212 degrees.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
You know what?
No one knows that. That's crazy talk.
Do you know what temperature water freezes at?
Yeah, zero.
No, that's incorrect.
It is incorrect?
Yeah.
It's higher than that.
Well,
what temperature, when they say it's freezing outside, what temperature are they?
30 degrees.
A little higher
close,
than that.
Close.
35 degrees?
Lower.
32
within
degrees.
Within 50 million degrees.
Yeah, within 50 million degrees. Can you get it? It's 32 degrees.
Okay, I'll remember that.
All right,
Malibu. Okay, can we revisit that later?
Malibu Dan, tell us real quickly when the city picks up your trash, there's a black can, a green can, and a blue can. What's the difference?
Black is garbage.
Ryan.
Blue is recyclable.
It's what?
Recyclables.
Recyclable. Hey, no.
Malibu.
I get this.
We're going to give it to you, but I want to hear what the term is.
Recyclable. Recyclable.
Now, who calls the city when your blue can's missing? Sarah takes over?
Yeah, no, we still live in an apartment. Right. I haven't been that fortunate.
What's the green can?
What's the green
for?
Can?
Oh, that's for your trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Very good.
Trees and stuff.
Very good.
Leaves and fun stuff.
What's the blue can for?
Recyclables.
Awesome.
Right? Isn't Emma right?
It's recyclables.
What is it?
Recyclables.
I said that.
No, you didn't. But it's recyclables. Really cute. You know what? Don't change it.
Can you spell recyclables?
No.
Well,
he's euchred.
Is this a $200 question?
Yes.
Euchre.
Okay. Yeah. Recyclables. Recyclables.
You got the no.
What letter
what's
did
the
I
blue,
miss
what's the blue can for?
Recyclables.
That's wrong.
You pronounce it
recyclables.
What is it?
Recyclables.
God, it's so hot in here. Did they turn the air conditioning off? What's going on?
What's the blue can for?
Recyclables. That's right. Recycles. Recyclable. Recycles.
Man, you're adorable.
Recyclables.
I just want to hug him. Look at him.
Recyclables.
Great. Recyclables. Recyclables. Recyclables.
All right, we'll move on because
you're down $300.
You're screwed there.
Can you ask me another big question? Please.
All right. Well, gosh, damn it.
Malibu Dan, how many holes in a typical golf course?
Oh. 18.
Yeah. There you go.
Daddy's getting into golfing this year.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yeah.
You want to go? You golf?
No.
You want to go?
What does a scratch golfer mean?
Perfect game.
Which is what?
That's wrong.
Well, I mean, you had to find that. What is a perfect game?
Oh. 18 holes.
If
you're a scratch golfer, what does that mean?
You could do a hole in one.
But isn't it par?
Hey, you watch that finger.
If the par is 72 on a course, you get 72.
Yeah.
What?
If the par.
How did I know that? Dan, I don't play golf.
If you said you're going to get in golf,
yeah.
Pass.
Should I stick with bowling?
Yeah. I think you should pass.
All right. Fine, Tim.
All right. How many frames in a game of bowling?
You know what? I just bowled this past weekend.
You should know this. How many?
Right. I bowled a 134.
That should roll off your tongue. How many frames?
10.
That's right. That's true. There you go.
You know what? I would not have known that if I didn't bowl this past weekend.
You're at 3.
Okay.
Yeah. We're on mushrooms.
You're down $300.
520-9710. 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kaysen's with us.
Yes.
Malibu Dan is the monkey.
Yeah, Dan.
Sam Simon's with us. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kaysen's with us. Malibu Dan is the monkey. Sam Simon's with us as well. He's going to bank the monkey tonight. And we left off with Sam Simon. You got a question
Malibu's
for the monkey?
Malibu's down
300.
You're down $300. Now, Malibu.
Oh, dear.
This is the $100 bill.
Yes.
Who is that on? I'm going to hand you a $100 bill.
Okay.
I've crossed out the name.
You did?
Who is that?
Who is that guy on the $100 bill?
Oh, he's a good-looking guy.
Oh, come on.
You know what? Right. If you took away the hair...
Tyson Beckford.
I do not know who that
is. Tom Likas.
No, who is that?
They call the $100 bill this sometimes.
Oh, yeah, Benjamin Franklin.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh!
Yes! Yes!
Malibu,
so
Dan, man.
Okay.
All right,
here's
Malibu
a 20.
Dan.
Here's a 20. Who's on that?
What do they call this, Carrie? Please.
Panic.
I don't know. It's a nickname. I don't know.
I know. Hold on. Hold on one sec. Right. I know this guy. I know him because he looks like the guy from Wings.
It's not Frosty.
No. Now, hold on one cotton picking minute here. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, no.
Is it Andrew Jackson?
Yes, it is Andrew Jackson.
Right. Oh, who knows
Malibu
that?
Dan.
Oh. Who knows that?
Killer bees that are in this country.
Yeah.
They've come from another continent. Where'd they come from?
Africa, Tim.
That's exactly right. Wow.
Yes.
What is the river that runs through the Grand Canyon?
Colorado.
That's correct.
Wow. This is really good.
Name both professional New York baseball teams.
Yankees.
One. Yes.
Mets.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's your biggest. Your
that's
zero.
A
biggest
run.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a run. Man.
This is usually where it goes south on me, though. So let's see how we do.
How much money is he have right now?
No, I got zero.
He's at zero. Oh.
But I was down $400.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Good times.
In that continent of Africa, what's the longest river?
Nile.
Yes!
Wow!
Holy smokes, man!
I can't
that is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. What's the longest river in South America?
Jesus? No.
Wow, you might get this too if you think about it.
In South America?
Yeah.
Mississippi.
Oh.
Dang!
And we all go back to a wild depression.
How did you get the other one?
Yeah, did you?
How do you know the Colorado River's in the Grand Canyon?
Some, you know,
how did you know that?
You know what? Sometimes you feel like a tiger.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes a man just gets lucky, Tim. Yeah, look at my wife. I just got lucky.
That was an impressive run.
Take another shot. Take another guess at the South American River.
Yeah. South American River. It's a river.
They sometimes call the rainforest this.
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Come on.
Starts with an A.
Yes. They're cutting all...
Amazon?
Yes!
Yeah.
No, you don't have to give it to me. I know Sam doesn't like that. Tim doesn't like that. Go ahead, you give it to me. Tim doesn't mind. Give it to me.
All right, Malibu Dan, name me one Canadian NHL team. The city and the name of the team, Bobo.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
I hump a Torontonian. That's right, people.
I bet she's real happy.
Nice.
She's real proud of you. I hope a Torontonian.
I hope a Canadian.
Hey, you're up $100, Malibu. Okay.
I need it.
All right, name any one of the four college teams that were in the Final Four this year.
Oh, UCLA.
Yes, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, who was in the championship tonight?
Oh, it happened.
One team. Name one team.
Okay, we could do that. Tennessee.
Mm.
No? There goes my $100.
Yeah.
There's bye-bye.
It was Kansas and Memphis. You know, sorry.
That's that's a tough question.
Sorry.
Who won the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Some bitch.
Oh, I know. I lost $400 on it. The Giants.
Yeah.
I lost $400 to my dad.
Why? And he made you pay?
Oh, he's making me pay. He calls me all the time. Hey, got that money?
Oh, Bobo.
I feel really bad.
What'd you bet on?
I bet on the other team.
You bet on New England and you took the points?
No, we just did a general,
straight up.
Bet.
Wow, yeah. your dad got terrible odds.
Well, dude, I mean,
you
won.
You got great odds.
I mean, thanks, buddy. Thanks, man.
Straight up, even money bet on the Giants?
But, because my dad is a true New Yorker. He's like, oh, they'll pull it off. And they did the last 10 seconds of the game.
How many times have you bet me on a sporting event?
Oh, I can't even, probably none.
Within 50 million.
Because, no, why? I'll always lose. No, I probably 100 times. I've always bet you.
I bet you and I have bet 20 times since we know each other on sporting events. You've always lost.
Every single time.
Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time. This guy over here will beat me in every single thing.
It's just a coincidence.
No.
Maladan, in Las Vegas, a chip is worth $5.
Yes.
What color is that chip?
You were in Vegas this weekend.
Yeller?
No.
Blue?
No.
Isn't it black?
No, black's 100. Black's 100.
It's white.
I'm not a gambler.
Not white.
Yeah.
White's usually 1,000.
Orange?
Red?
No, red. That's exactly right. Red.
I thought I said red.
No, you did not say
said
red.
Yellow.
I think there's only seven colors.
You only had green left.
You got six.
Can I tell people what's happening here and how bad I feel for Malibu Dan?
Sam's putting $100 bills in front of him and then taking them
yes.
away.
Yes. But not only that, he's got this huge stack of hundreds.
Yeah.
This huge, and it's just sitting in his poor little face.
Because they make Malibu nervous.
By the way, that would make...
That's so unfair. What is that? That's probably a couple grand.
By the way, let me tell you something, Carrie. This would make my credit score go up about 100 points.
I think it would.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sam, any interest in raising his credit score a couple hundred points?
What about buying me a truck?
What's this poor building monkey. On the back of the 20?
Oh, that's cool. That's the White House.
It is the White House.
Hey, winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Look at you.
Yes.
Hey, there's a monument in Washington, D.C. that's very tall.
Yeah?
It looks like a big needle. It's really, really tall. What is that monument called?
Big, tall needle. Big, tall needle.
Yeah, you can actually walk up the stairs, or there might be an elevator in there, too. Yeah.
And is it kind of phallic looking?
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen it.
Yeah. You wanted it.
You want it, dude.
Yes, you do. It's the,
it's in Washington, D.C. It's a monument.
I know. And it's in front of a lake. Like, in front of, the picture of it is just the big river, right? And then
it's not a river, but go ahead.
Whatever it is. A pool. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. All right.
But you can't swim in it.
You could. They'd throw your ass out of it.
I mean, hello.
All right. What is that called?
Ooh.
It's a big monument.
Yeah. I got that.
Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving it to you.
No, not. I'm not going to give it to you.
Is it the Washington, D.C. Monument?
No, that's wrong. Jesus, how could you be wrong like that?
Okay, well, I thought it was Washington Monument.
Yeah, it is, the, right? Washington, it is yeah. the Washington Monument. Yeah,
oh, but you said
D.C.
Yeah. Washington, D.C.
Oh, come
I've never. It is Washington Monument. That's what I thought you gave it to him.
It is Washington Monument.
Okay, Malibu, between World War II and the Vietnam War, there was another war. What was it?
The war against drugs, Sam.
If I get it, can I get some of that cash?
All right, hold on one sec. It was between the Vietnam War.
No, and between World War II and the Vietnam War.
Oh,
your dad probably fought in it. Maybe your grandfather.
Yeah. Was it Pearl Harbor?
No.
Why is that so funny?
Pearl Harbor is a question every week.
Man. First of all, you don't have to squeeze my arm in anger like that. All right? That hurt. But, okay, well, what is it? I got it wrong.
Is it the Korean War?
Yeah. Oh, those poor Koreans. Leave them alone.
Man.
Leave them out of this game.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, you're down back to zero.
I feel so bad for you. I would play and win the money and give it to you.
You know what? Would you just give me the money?
I would.
Hey, Mal, why do you feel bad for him? There's a lot of reasons.
So
I'm just wondering what you...
He's living in an apartment with his kid, and he works so hard.
I do work very hard.
Malibu,
thank you, Carrie.
If you were standing in Pearl Harbor... Right?
Okay.
And you wanted to fly to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Which direction would you go?
Basically. Well, north-ish. South-ish. West-ish.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Malibu.
I'm horrible at multiple choice.
Now you know what it is, though, right?
Sure, east.
Oh,
I'm horrible at multiple choice.
Oh, my
you know
Lord.
That. You know that for years, Conway. I'm never good at multiple choice. I've never done well at multiple choice, ever.
You go. It's northeast. It's east by northeast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look,
east is the main direction we're looking for.
East.
Yeah, east.
Well, we learned something today now, didn't we, folks?
Yeah.
Do
you know why they call Baja California Baja California?
Because California used to own. That used to be our land.
No, but Baja...
It was.
We asked you this last week, 2 weeks ago. Baja means something. It means blank California.
The coast of California.
No.
It does.
No.
Oh, well, then we're all wrong. You're right.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Can I get $100, please? Do I win $100? Well, then what does it mean? The coast of California.
Well, that's a really bad guess because you got the buzzer on it 3 times, 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
So, but, okay, Baja.
Baja Fresh.
Wait a minute. The coast.
The coast.
The coast of Mexico, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't mean the coast of anything.
Hurry up.
Baja.
This is where I mess up today.
What does Baja mean?
Baja means, doesn't it mean, I said
Why do you keep saying that?
Oh, I can't. Oh, man.
Why do you keep saying that?
He gets so mad at me.
He really?
But why,
wow.
But why do you keep saying that? It fascinates me.
Oh, the headphones are off. And he's standing up. It can't be good for me.
All right, we've got to take a break.
Listen.
No, I just like spraying it once in a while.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm not really that pissed. All right, it means Lower California.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it's lower bottom,
all
south,
right.
Yes.
Malibu Dan is with us. He is the monkey, everybody. 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
I'll make it.
And it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Malibu Dan is with us. He's the monkey. Sam Simon's with us. He's not the monkey. And Carrie Kasem's here as well. It's a big party tonight.
Yeah.
97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show. On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And, of course, Carrie Kasem is with us tonight. And Malibu Dan and Sam Simon. Malibu Dan is the monkey. Sam Simon's going to bankroll the monkey. And you'll be able to see Sam Simon in the upcoming movie W. He's playing Dick Cheney in that. That's cool.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey,
I'm really excited about that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd they cast you for that? You're just such a fan, huh?
Oliver Stone. He saw me at Schwab's.
I heard that hunting scene was really hard for you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was against that.
Yeah.
All right, Malibu Dan, the monkey.
Playing a part.
Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a question for the monk?
Oh, yeah. Sam, were you drinking a malted at Schwab?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess I can imagine. Well, listen, I got a good question, and I thought of an even better one. I'm not sure if you want to try it, Tim.
Let's go with the original one.
Okay, well, all four of the Beatles. Can you name all four Beatles?
All right.
Okay, okay.
Let's go with first names.
Thanks, Tim.
Just to make it easier on you.
Wow.
John, Paul, Ringo. And
oh,
it's over.
Oh, man.
No, no, no.
I've seen that look before.
I know.
Oh, man.
John, Paul, Ringo.
We could sit here till
May.
I've seen that look, Danny.
Can I give him the last name?
That when the eyes flinch like that?
No.
When they flinch?
No.
Yeah, Sam get mad. Mr. Simon get upset.
These get too easy. The hints make it too easy.
I've seen the eyes flinch like that before. It's over. Might as well
I'll give you a hint.
The eyes? Yeah, okay.
He had a Beatle haircut.
That's not fair. They all had Beatle haircuts.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
I'll give you a big hint. He's dead.
Oh, actually, you know what? That might help. Who had the wife that just divorced him with the one leg?
Paul.
I mean, that would be kind of fun.
To get divorced by a one-legged chick?
Come on, answer the question.
John,
distracted.
Paul, Ringo... Don't tell me, please, because I know it's on the tip of my tongue. Was he the drummer?
No.
Am I missing the drummer?
No.
John Paul.
It's Ringo,
lad. Hey, man, Ringo was the one that got me last time, so I know I've gotten this right before. That's how come I remembered
it. Ringo got you.
How do you not know the Beatles? Oh, come on, Dan. Well, come on. You know this.
I know I do. I know I do.
Okay, you got 30 seconds.
No, please.
20.
Oh, God.
10.
No.
9.
Jeez.
What is John's last name?
Why is that?
John. It's Lennon.
Okay. John Lennon.
Oh. Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Ringo Starr.
Right.
And Murray Levine. No.
George Harrison.
George!
Maybe. George Harrison.
Yes, George. You're right. I know him as G.H.
Oh, Bobo. All right, Robert, that's a great question. So we're going to give you a four-pack of tickets. To see the Los Angeles Avengers take on the Blaze this Saturday. It's nonstop fast-action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for all the latest arena football information. All right. Malibu Dan, what is the name?
Give me more.
What is
some
the name?
Of these are pretty easy, but what do you think the easiest question that he's missed is?
I'll tell you the easiest question I heard
By the way,
tonight.
Just so you know, I'm here.
No,
I'm here in front of you.
In the history of this game, it's when somebody asked him his surname.
Oh, no. Did they really?
Yeah, I think we have that on video, on audio tape here.
About 8 years ago, somebody asked you where the uterus in a man is. And you went
you
on.
Missed that.
Yeah, you missed that. You fun. Really, you described it was
this
under
is
the
good
stomach.
Times. We're having fun. This is great.
No. This is a question we asked him a couple years ago.
Dan?
Mm-hmm.
What is your surname?
My surname would be...
He's not going to say
Sir Dan.
He's not going to say it. I hope he doesn't say Sir Dan.
You know, they got rid of... What have they done?
Like at the Friars Club.
When I quit here 2 years ago, actually 2 years to this, to April, they got rid of every single thing in the Audio Vault that I had to do, anything that... except that. It's fun.
Yeah. You enjoy it,
all the ones where you're so smart, they got rid of.
Mel, again, I just read a commercial, and we just gave tickets to Robert for the arena football team in Los Angeles. What's the name of that team?
LA Avengers.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I love the Avengers, man.
All right.
Kick ass.
Wow.
All right. Malibu Dan is the monkey. We've got one question left. All right.
What do you mean? I'm down.
Can
how
I
much am
one?
I down?
How much
can
is he
I give
down?
Him one?
Yeah, how much is he down, Sam?
He's down $300.
Can I get a $400 question?
Can we give him a $300 question?
Sure.
But that doesn't do me any good.
I got one. I'm serious. This is a good one. You're going to get this, okay?
All right.
There's a plane, okay? It crashes right on the border of Mexico and the U.S.
Yeah.
Right on the border.
Oh,
sure.
Boy.
Where do they bury the survivors?
Ooh.
Well, how do we know that there were any survivors?
Well, let's assume there were.
Okay, if the plane crashes on the border of Mexico and, well, for them, you hope the U.S.
You bury survivors in the U.S.?
Oh, no, you don't bury survivors.
Hey-o.
I thought maybe you'd get it.
Okay, I got one
for
you.
Last one, and then we're out of here. Ready?
All right.
The three colors of the French flag.
French. Everyone hates the French. Who cares? Okay,
that's a good answer.
Yeah, is it Tim? Red, green, and white?
No.
It's not? No. Is
that's,
it, what,
that's the Italian flag or the
Irish flag.
Is it
two
Irish
blues
flag
with a big star? Blue, two blue and white?
Yeah, it's the Tel Aviv, isn't it?
You're humping a Torontonian or whatever you said. What's on the Canadian flag?
A maple leaf.
That's there right. You go. The French flag is red, white, and blue.
No, it's not.
All right, thanks for coming in, Malvadan. You're an effing monkey.
All right, I'll see you next week.
Jim and Torrance, hold on one sec. We're going to give you a family four-pack of free Friday passes to the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, sponsored by Salon Paws, pain-relieving sprays and patches. Be more active. Race runs April 18th through the 20th. All right, Sam Simon, thanks for coming in. Malibu Dan the Monkey, thanks for coming in. And
hey,
don't
Dan.
Forget,
Jim, good to
Sam
see
Simon Foundation.
SamSimonFoundation.org. If you need an operation for your dog and you have low income, we'll do it for you. And you've got to spay and neuter your dogs. It's the law now, and
yes.
We'll do that for you for free,
yeah, they're
too.
Finding you. All they're right. Finding people who whose dogs
Sam
bark.
SamSimonFoundation.org.
Sam, good for you, Sam. That's great.
SamSimonFoundation.org, and he gives out free operations if you're busted out. You got no
sweet?
You got no dough. You got to prove that you got no
he's
dough.
He's got a heart
that's,
of gold.
No, that's great.
Yeah, come in crying with your W-4s. All right, then Carrie Kasson's with us. It's Tim Conway Jr. Tim show live on 97.1 Free FM.
It's the America's oldest and most famous rod.